Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astral Mind 2012. Today we're starting an early show, so I figured we'd probably start off with the first callers for some psychic readings. Anybody that would like to communicate with those on the other side, I'm going to also be doing some readings on that as well. We're also going to... I'm also going to be doing some psychic questions on relationships and so forth. So, feel free to call in. We don't have a whole lot of time on the show. But for all you callers out there that would like a psychic reading, feel free to call in. And then maybe you could send me an email to pathfinder255@gmail.com. And we can set up some sessions for some healing sessions. And, if you don't have any donations, that's fine, too. We can work out a deal on that. And, again, I just want people to start seeing results with the things that I do and the things that I do see so that, eventually down the road, you get your money's worth. And if you do decide to donate money, then that's fine, too. I have a lot of clients I worked with for years and months. Some people, it took them a little more time, and then abundantly things started kind of unfolding for them, and things have been changing around in their lives with the emotion code and everything that I have to offer with my software and including my psychic gifts and my healing gifts, and things started changing around for the better for them. So anyways, let's start with the first caller from the 703 area. Please state your name and where you're from and your question, please.
Hi, my name is Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia. And my question is, my son just got married this past weekend, and we've kind of had this rocky relationship. Everything was good, but I was talking to, his new wife, a relative about, how we really felt about the wedding stuff. And I guess she went back and told her what I said. Do you feel like there's going to be now some tension between my son and I because of what I said, or do you think it's just going to blow over? That makes sense.
It feels like it's going to blow over over time, but I feel like there was a miscommunication there. I'm hearing the word, it's kind of weird because I've been hearing the word in my head lately, be careful with your choice of words, at this time. And it may not be intentional for things that we say or things that we do. And it will turn into a misunderstanding. And at the same time, misunderstandings don't last for a long time. It's only short term. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like some people are going to be a little more sensitive to that. But I do feel like it will be short term, whatever was said.
The gist of the thing.
Okay. And what started off in this conversation?
I'm sorry?
What's that?
Say that one more time. What did you say?
What started off in this conversation to cause that?
Oh, dispute? I was talking to, it was like the after party, and I was talking to, some of her relatives that live out of state. We were just talking, about just different things. And I said, yeah, I'm still slightly just a little disappointed. I said, my ex-husband kind of took over the whole planning of the wedding, and, I didn't get to do any of it. It's always, him, and I mean, that's basically what I said, it wasn't anything else, but I said, don't say anything,
okay.
But apparently she went and told her what I said, so.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's going to blow over. It was something that was meant to be said, but not into the intentional of what you were saying was to set off fireworks. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It wasn't like I was like throwing people under the bus or anything. I was just saying I was just a little disappointed that I didn't get the plan.
Right.
Because it was my son's wedding, And I didn't get to play it with, you know, all the ex, his stepmom playing the whole thing. And I didn't get to play any of it. That was basically what
your question is, will it blow over, what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting a yes on that.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I make no apologies for my feelings, so.
Yeah. I feel like it was just a misunderstanding of communication, that's all.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else that I could help you with?
A couple new jobs. Do you see a new job coming in, like, real soon? Because the one I have is just it's horrible.
Okay, let me tune in here for a minute.
I had an interview today, as a matter of fact.
Have you applied for a couple of jobs?
Yeah, I had an interview today. I have another one set up for Monday or Tuesday.
Because the first thing that came to my mind was the Two of Cups. The Two of Wands. And the Two of Wands represents that you're at a crossroads making two decisions. What job will be more beneficial to you?
Makes sense.
I feel like you're in a crossroads of making that decision. And I feel like it's going to be a good decision, the one that you choose, that will be more beneficial to you or have benefits. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, because the interview today was really good. I felt a really good energy with the interview today. So if they offered to me, they want me to start Monday. So if that's the case, I'll start Monday. But then they want me to do an interview with somebody else on Monday.
Was one of them a woman?
Yes. There were two women.
Okay, I'm seeing a woman with dark hair.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the one I see you taking.
Yeah, the one we start Monday. I'll start Monday. I told her
what
time.
What kind of job is it, if you don't mind me asking?
It's a property management company.
Oh, yeah, you're going to like that. Because you're the type of person that likes to work in an office.
Yeah.
But you don't want a job that's boring. Like, you want a job that keeps your mind active, is what I'm saying. Kind of like, you know, how landlords,
absolutely,
they just sit in their office all day.
Yes.
Sometimes that could be a little bit boring to them.
Right.
But at the same time, it keeps your mind busy because you don't have to be, like, out in the public with everybody, you know, like a bartender or something. And it's going to be less stressful for you.
Oh, yep. My job now that I have is I've only been there a month, and it's literally the worst decision I ever made.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah.
What are you doing right now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm working for a doctor's office, an eye doctor. I even went to HR and told them how bad the situation was, and they're supposed to get back to me with a resolution, and it's been a week and a half, and I still haven't heard anything. So I don't know if they will take care of it or not, but either way, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, I keep hearing that it's a bad field for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the pay's good, but it's a bad field.
Absolutely. Pay's good. Bad job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Micromanagers. It's time to do what you love to do and not go back to your old roots.
Absolutely.
To press forward, because then it just creates a pattern, you know, and that's it's like I had my friend call me today, and she said, "How come you're not doing this, or how come you're not doing that?" And the things that you used to do was so special to me, and I told her, "Well, guess what? I'm back." I said, "I'm going back to what I used to do, what I love to do, and that's my psychic readings."
Yeah, you're definitely good at it, because you definitely hit some nails on the head.
So, that's what I want to do. And, you know, my dad was at the nursing home center, and he's just telling the nurses about my reading. And then it just kind of opens up all new, like, avenues of people being curious. And then they get curious, and then they're like, well, I want to try something different, because this is boring, you know.
Yeah, my birth mother was a psychic, and I was adopted, and I have some of her abilities, and sometimes it freaks myself out. I cannot.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's psychic to a degree, and everybody has a gift.
Yeah.
And every gift
yep.
is different with everybody. And
that's right.
if you really put yourself out there and that's what you want to do, then I say do it. If it makes you happy, then
yep.
do it. You know, life is too
absolutely.
Short. And
no doubt.
So, yeah, she's just trying to get me back on the rails, my friend Marshall, and she's just like, Adrian, you got to get back on the rails. And I said, okay, I'm back. You stole me.
Awesome, awesome.
Let's start.
Awesome.
Where do I sign?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I'll keep you posted on the job thing.
Okay, well, that would be great. You know, you have my email, right?
Yes. I got it from
okay,
the beginning.
Okay, pathfinder255@gmail.com. And if you ever need any healing, just contact me and I will work on you. And
okay,
we'll work
Pathfinder.
Through anything that you need help with. 255@gmail.com.
255. Okay, awesome.
Yes, yes. And I do offer a lot more. I do candle work. I do the emotion code. I have a software that I run for people for help. Or anybody that's having financial blocks or anything like that. It's called the SRC for You. And I do run the software for people to help people in different types of situations.
Okay.
And it's all artificial. It's very powerful. It's a frequency that it sends off. And I love it. It's even artificial intelligence is amazing to me. And I've spent hundreds of dollars on it. And I just want to share it out there with people. I know there will be times where people will be a bit skeptical of things that they don't understand. But if I don't put it out there and I don't tell people, they're never going to know.
They're
never
going to
know there's technologies out there that can help you.
That's right.
So, yeah, if you ever run into some problems, just give me an email.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful
day. Have a great day. Yeah, well,
you too.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 917 area. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York.
How are you, Tim?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been just working, trying to ground myself, asking my guides for assistance, just trying to bring some abundance in several different things. I know it's one of those things where I think they're hearing me, you know. I'm just going along. If you have any tips per se or suggestions or tips, I've been trying to put in a little few minutes of meditation daily. I'm trying to get to sleep at a good time, see if maybe I can get some messages and dreams. I'm just trying everything and trying to keep a high frequency to get a breakthrough, bring some stuff in.
Well, I feel like you're on the right path. I feel like your guides are always listening to you. I feel like they do want to communicate with you. I do feel like you're doing, right now you're in the midst of doing a lot of soul searching. I feel like you have a lot of gifts that you have not yet utilized. I feel like you are on the path of wanting to do something different in your life to help people.
This is correct. I want to do something different, trying to get financially secure, figure out what that is, and also figure out how to help people along the way. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm putting it out there. I know most people, they just go looking for jobs at the next thing, but it's one of those things where I have no idea what that is or how I'm going to still pay bills aside from this job. So I've just been asking Spirit to help bring it to me or help point me in the right direction of the path to go down.
I feel like you're breaking old habits. Maybe like have you had addictions in the past, like old habits that you want to break?
Mostly my old habits is not sleeping, smoking at night, and then waking up late. So I'm trying to break that and pivot to fitness and also meditate daily, which is something that I think I need to do, even though my mind goes every which way when I attempt to quiet it.
Yes. And I feel like in a past life, and I don't know if this makes sense to you, I feel like you were somewhat like a monk. Yeah, are you kind of like a hermit?
I wouldn't say like a hermit. I'm in the house a lot, but I do go out here and there.
Okay. I don't know why monk comes to me. Like spending time, you keep mentioning about spending time in meditation. Because the monks, they're kind of like hermits, but they also spend a lot of time in meditation in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like something like to the effect of you becoming a hypnotherapist or like a hypnotist. I took training in it, and it's a wonderful training, and I've done hundreds of shows on stage. And I feel like, for some reason, I feel like that's your calling, but like that's your life path, is to help people to get into that meditative state.
Oh, okay. Hypnotherapy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but that just came to me. And you have that voice for it, too. You have that very calm voice. I feel like you're trying to find more time for yourself, too. Is that true?
This is true. My day is literally work, put the computer down, and then my kid comes home, and that's it until he's fed, homework, and all of the jazz. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to find some time for myself.
I feel like when you do that, you're going to feel like, oh, I don't need a soul search anymore. Like because there's a part of you that wants to feel complete. And you kind of feel like, sometimes you feel like your life is out of sorts, even though you're trying to do a lot of soul searching. Like, what do I do with my life? How am I going to help other people in their life? Why do I feel so much like a hermit? In a way that I'm a social person, but at the same time I feel like a hermit because I'm alone in this world and nobody understands me.
Very accurate, dare I say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Aside from me also wondering, makes perfect sense. Aside from me also
wondering, it's like
wondering, fitting
daily. In, like blending in.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm going to come into the what am I going to do professionally and just daily. I got friends that are well on into their careers and hiring in some sorts, and I'm just still trying to figure out what to do. So it's all those things kind of mixed together.
Right. And I feel like you're on the right path with the soul searching. It's just that sometimes we get into a space where we feel kind of scattered or out of sorts. Like even for me, I had to get that recognition from a past client saying, go back to your old roots and get back on the rails. And when she said get back on the rails, I was like, what do you mean? She's like, get back to what you used to do. We need you. We need your help. We need you to send out the message. Because your voice matters. Your voice has a voice. And I feel like if you don't get yourself out there And, you know, a lot of times people are going to say, well, you're talking to this person. Well, that person's a waste of time because you could be spending hundreds of hours on somebody who actually believes in you versus someone actually who doesn't believe in you. But if you had somebody in your life that judges you because of that, you'll never find the answers that you seek because, well, because they've never really given you a chance. You've always been judged all your life, right?
Indeed.
So I don't look at people as a waste of time, or I don't look at them as time wasters. I don't look at it as meditating, as time wasting. I look at it as a daily thing because you can learn something in your higher self. Your higher self knows. You can learn something every day and a new message. Like, for an example, today you probably would have never heard of, well, just become a hypnotist or never become a hypnotherapist. Maybe somebody might have told you, well, you should go work at a regular job somewhere and not really give you that idea of expansion of things that you could actually change in people's lives or their reality in that arena. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, I mean, we all know you have to have a mundane job to keep everything going. But at the same time, you also want to give your life meaning too. And if you have meaning in your life, it will motivate you to keep your job. It will motivate you to get up every morning and make your coffee and have a cigarette or help your kids go to school or whatever it will to actually motivate you in life to keep you going. So in other words, this soul searching that you're doing, from what I'm hearing psychically, all that is confirmation of God, what do I do? So help me God, what do I do in my life to change my life to a better life or see things in a different way? That's what I keep hearing in your energy. And I keep hearing that you have gifts that you have not yet utilized. And maybe that's part of the gifts that I'm presenting from my third eye. That's the vision I'm getting, is that you need to go into something that's going to bring you meaning in your life, like a breath of fresh air.
Gotcha. Okay.
In other words, you don't feel like every day is Groundhog Day, right? You know, you get up every morning, it's the same old morning. You look at the clock, oh boy, I got to go to work. You come back home, you do the same thing over again, the clock again, and you say, oh boy, I got to go to work. It's a repetitive thing. And let me tell you the reason why I say this. I had a guy that moved from New York City to Mexico, and I'm tracing back now what he told me. He said the same thing that I'm telling you. He said, I got up every morning, looked at the clock, went back to work, went home, put on my pajamas, read the newspaper, go to sleep, get back up, it starts over again. And he didn't realize that until he actually caught his thoughts, what he was doing. And then he's like, shit, I got to change my routine a little bit. I got to take a trip to Mexico and find a new life there, and then maybe I won't look at that clock anymore in New York City. So now he's turning back and he's saying, my financial life is better, my love life is better, I can sleep better. You know, he said all these things on the phone, and I was shocked, you know.
Well, I'm looking to do the same. To get off this repetitive clock.
Yep. Does that kind of make sense, though?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
It's like breaking the cycle of Groundhog's Day. And And I don't know if you ever seen that movie Groundhog Day, but it talks about that in the movie. You know, that every day is the same old day.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
So getting up and actually trying something different or something new, something that's inspirational in your life that will keep you motivated. That's what I keep hearing from the angels.
Okay. Something new. Got it. To keep you motivated, raise the energy.
Mm-hmm. Keep you going.
Pulls me into. I will send you an email. Thanks a lot.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. God bless. All right, let's go to the caller 845 area.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you? My name is Jimaria. I call from New York. How are you? You remember
good.
Me?
How are you?
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How have you been?
All right, how are you doing? You feel all right? You okay?
Is it
warm
where
you live?
It's very warm.
Oh, we are not that good. Today is a little better. Some of the day better. Some of the day is very, very cold. Look like
January.
The reason I call it today, you see me, I'm going to go in Italy this year. And I buy my old house. Are you think I got the possibility to buy my old house?
Buying a house?
Yeah, over there. My old
house,
the way I used to born, you know.
Yes, I do see you buying a house.
Yeah, I got the possibility. Because I still wait for the settlement, and I don't get it. You think I get it soon?
Sometime this year, yes, you will get it.
You see? But you think when I'm going to go in Italy 1 month, you think I can go?
Yes. I do see you getting the settlement. I do see you in a bigger house. I actually see you getting new cars as well.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to get a car for my daughter over here when I'm coming back.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. What was your daughter's name again?
Kate.
Who? I think I remember her.
Yeah?
Did you have a daughter named Anna?
Anna, no.
Oh, okay.
I got just one daughter, the name I got. You see anything good for? I'm going to find a fiancé in Italy.
I see a whole new life with you and your daughter living together.
Yeah.
In a bigger house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look very happy in the house.
You're going to find a fiancé over there?
Yes. And I also see somebody coming back into your life that you haven't seen in a long time. And it starts with a J.
Okay.
Like Jamie or Jason or something.
Jimmy, wait a minute. Jimmy was my neighbor.
Your neighbor, okay.
And they moved to Las Vegas. And I know you from a long time. Maybe they get offended a little bit. I don't know. And when they come in there to sell or to fight.
I see them coming back in your life or something.
Something good or for fight?
For good.
For good?
I hear good news coming ahead of you.
Who knows? I know. Jose, you have anything new to tell me, to talk to me? Long time you not talk to me. I like talking to you because you're a very nice person.
Yes. Is there somebody that you known that was into construction?
Over here?
Uh-huh.
As I know, I don't know, but I look at people to work at. I got to do some work in my house, and I'll find nobody.
Because I see someone you'll be friends with that's in construction that's going to work on your house.
A long time ago, it was a friend, yes. And now I call in my aunt. It died, the mother, since the mother died. I don't know, she lost her mind and all. I don't know. I call and not even answer me back. You think you're coming back?
Well, I'm getting a yes on that.
You're going to come back?
Mm-hmm.
The name was Rob.
Yeah, somebody's coming back. That's what I keep hearing. I keep hearing back, back, back. People coming back, you know. It's very weird.
Yeah, right. Long time I know you. I know you, I call every week, more than one year I know see you.
Okay. Do you like to do gardening?
Do? Garden aside? No.
Uh-huh.
No. I'm afraid the deers, no. I know you can never do that.
I hear that you need to make like a fairy garden in your home.
I mean, my daughter want to do a yard, I know, make some planted tomato, things like that. No, I don't like
mm-hmm.
it. I don't want to do it, no. First, once this guy, the construction, he said, coming back, for same thank you, I was pretty good. He was put some tomato. That tomato grew up, they come so beautiful. You was to see, they look like a cookies. Beautiful, gorgeous. One day, a friend of mine, another person, you know, my daughter was big down his days because he was at the work. He says, "Your mother eats all the tomato, and then I even give me one. We not even see us if we miss the tomato." My daughter said, "No, we not even touch us." I said, "Look at, not even the leaves, no leaves on the ground or nothing." And then they say, "I hear they eat the deers." So since then, never, nobody do it for me. I don't want to do it. I mean, I used to, I don't know how to do such a thing as a sight. No. And I mean, I like to sit a sight.
So. Okay.
You got a message?
What's that?
You got a message from my husband?
Yes.
You give it to me, please? Please?
Let me think here.